Welcome back to Total Information AM with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman, and joining us is the Hall of Famer. I would say, Tony La Russa, that I've probably interviewed you more than anyone else in my career. And it's a treat to have you. It's a treat to have you back on KMOX. How are you?
Well, I know that you like to be referred to as Tom the Legend, so Legend, it's I'm looking forward to spending some time with you again.
Oh, my goodness. You're the Legend. I am going to try to sneak some baseball questions in before we go, and joining you is Andrea McCarron, right, president of the PenFed Foundation, because this is very special to you, Tony. Your family starting a new nonprofit to champion the human-animal connection. Tell us about that.
Well, it began when we all got together. You know, the girls were born, and Elaine and I were married. And ever since, on the personal side, there's nothing been more important to us than finding ways to improve what was at the time the euthanasia rate. You know, the companion animal is such a wonderful addition to a family. We realized that that's such a serious problem that we got into the rescue of those animals. And pretty soon we realized that, you know, we're there to rescue them, but they have the ability to rescue people with issues. And a prime example are veterans. They come back from their service trying to get used to acclimate back to the world here and all kind of issues. And sometimes the most simple solution is the best one. In this case, it's just bringing that unconditional love to a veteran. And the results have been almost miraculous and bring you to tears when you read their testimonial. So we have been consistently involved with that for years and years and years. And here recently, we decided to start a new nonprofit doing the same thing. Anybody that's part of it is a champion, and we're involved with rescues. And to be especially efficient, if you can find a good partner that adds to what we're trying to do, and that's what we've got with the PenFed Foundation.
You have found one in the PenFed Foundation. They empower veterans to find purpose and thrive after their military service. Andrea, tell us about your mission.
Well, Tom, I can't think of a better teammate than Tony and the La Russa family. So together, it is just the perfect combination of rescue animals and veterans. We really focus at the PenFed Foundation on that transition from military service to the civilian world. As Tony referred to, it's really challenging sometimes, but a rescue animal can be completely game-changing, whether it helps with nightmare interruption when they're going through middle-of-the-night trauma, to just having that unconditional love day after day. And rescue animals are also fantastic for military children. They serve too, as do military spouses. And when they're separated from their loved ones on long deployments or having to move around the world to support our country, a dog is the constant. So we can never do enough for our military. What an opportunity for everyone in St. Louis to join us as we champion both rescue animals and veterans.
And Tony, you named the PenFed Foundation a beneficiary at your annual Leaders and Legends event. As you said, this has been a big part of your life. I have to say that I own two rescues. Both of our dogs are rescues, and that was your influence. You didn't tell me to do it. I did it by listening and watching you through the years, Tony.
Well, you just made my day, because anytime you meet somebody that listened and had a great experience, it's almost impossible to adopt a rescue animal and not have a great. So I'm proud of you, Tom, and just solidifies our friendship. I know you're really happy with your football team right now.
Oh, my goodness, am I ever. I'm going Saturday to see the 7-0 Hoosiers. I want to ask you two baseball questions, Tony, if I can, before we go. One is, we lost Fernando Valenzuela yesterday. At the age of 63, could you put into words what he meant to the game and what kind of a pitcher he was?
Well, I'll start with the most obvious, which is he was such a personality. You know, he had that unique windup where he looked up in the sky and you didn't know how he could get the ball with such command. But he had a personality, you know, very outgoing, you know, really connected to the fans. So anybody that brings some personalization to what can be a kind of a serious, stone-faced experience is good for the game. But more importantly, especially today, Tommy. You know as well as I do, you know, we've gotten away from the pitcher and more into the thrower, and it hasn't been good for our game. You know, it's right now, a lot of these kids think, I got to show how hard I can throw, how much I can spin it, and command is the last thing they think about. So they throw a lot of pitches, and they're out of the game soon, and all of a sudden they get hurt. But the true pitcher, Fernando is like a Greg Maddux. You know, you think about a guy that it's an artist out there. Fernando had that ability to mix. He had a great mix of pitches, and he could throw it to any side of the plate, up or down, corner, sideways corner. So that's a tremendous loss. I didn't realize he was sick, and I'm very sorry.
It's a terrible loss, and certainly we mourn the loss of Fernando Valenzuela 2 days away from the World Series, Dodgers-Yankees, Friday night. The Cardinals officially announced, Tony, the hiring of John Jay. He is going to join Ollie Marmol's staff. Nobody knows John Jay better than you, and I'm sure you recognized early on what kind of a baseball man he could be.
John Jay is, I remember talking to his college coach at Miami. John Jay has one of the highest baseball IQs that I've been around in a long career, as you know. He's an athlete. He's got, you know, good speed, plays defense, can handle the bat. But when you have an IQ where you understand, based on the scoreboard, the kind of at-bat you should have, the kind of defense to play when you might try to do something aggressive when you have to back off, and besides that, as you know, one of the things we stressed with the Cardinals was to build a culture of every teammate earning their respect and trust and play for each other. And that strength, John was one of the leaders, even as a younger player. And certainly as he got more experience, he became a bigger and bigger leader on those teams. So that's good news for the Cardinals. I'll tell you, it's a lot of it's about the players, but you need to have the staff that can bring the best out of them, and John is a winner.
The PenFed Foundation empowers veterans to find purpose. One of the biggest missions, raising service dogs for veterans and others with disabilities, and they have partnered with Tony La Russa. You can find them online at PenFedFoundation.org. Andrea and Tony, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
And Tom, thanks for the opportunity. I really hope that the Cardinal fans will get behind our new nonprofit, because it's going to be special. We've got some innovations, so thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Tom.
It is our pleasure. Thank you. Tony La Russa, and joining us as well, Andrea McCarron, on the home of the Cardinals, KMOX. It's